There's a reason women have never wanted you. It's because you've never wanted them.
What?
I can see it in your eyes. Everyone can see it. We can tell what you are.
I don't understand.
Lean in.
He tilts his head to the side, stretching his neck. He grabs the back of my head and pulls, forcing my nose down to his neck. The tip touches his smooth, tan skin.
Sniff.
I don't know why, but I do it. At first, I don't smell anything. But then it hits me. Like thick fog on a cold autumn night, the scent rolls into my lungs, filling my body with a bizarre fragrance. It's dirty and earthy, like mud or dried grass clippings. I gag slightly, but Dave just holds me in place.
Again.
My lungs expand, taking in the sick smell. What is this? Some sort of god-awful cologne? No. He isn't wearing anything like that. This is just his natural scent, the scent of another man. I prepare to rip away from his grip, but something odd happens. My muscles, they automatically relax. It's similar to the feeling you get when drinking after a long day of work. All the tension just flows down my legs and exits into the floor.
That's right. Keep sniffing.
I do it. Again. And again. Each time my lungs fill with the noxious perfume, it grows less unpleasant. In fact, it's a bit nice. It takes me back to my college days. It reminds me of how my dorm used to smell. The air was always thick with the natural musk of college boys. Musk. This scent attracts women. It's one of the keys to Dave's success. It pulls them in, signaling his reproductive fitness. It mentally preps them to accept his cock for breeding. It's basic biology. But then, why am I starting to like it too? I'm getting dizzy. Something strange is happening in my pants. My cock, it's plumping up. Ugh! I grunt and try to pull away, but Dave keeps me immobilized.
Shh. You're okay. Keith, do you remember when you interviewed me? I told you I'd apply the things I learned in school. This is one of them. Scent training.
What?
That's right. See, I learned at an early age that I was different. In high school, there was a boy who was drawn to me. I used to tease him by forcing his face into my armpit, but he never fought back. In fact, it changed him. He grew quiet and started following me around. I was too young to understand at the time, but I get it now. He was a queer. He was responding to my natural scent.
I'm not queer. I force the words out, but they don't sound convincing. I think I'm gonna faint.
We're testing it, Keith. If you're a queer, your body will be triggered by the smell. There's nothing you can do about it. It reveals the truth.
My dick reaches its full length. No. I don't believe what he's saying. There's no way I'm into guys. It's never even been something I've considered. But I've never been this close to another guy before. I've never smelled another dude's sweat. A shiver races down my spine. My tongue extends. I don't know why I do it, but I carefully lick at his exposed, tan flesh. My body moves with a will of its own, like it's executing a set of ancient instructions coded into my DNA. The tart, metallic flavor of dried sweat assaults my taste buds, causing me to grimace and salivate. I'm disgusted by this. But there's something more here. Why am I salivating? Why am I getting hard? Is my body trying to tell me something? I think back to when I was younger. The other boys used to play sports, but I'd always be on the sidelines. I was never athletic like them. Instead, I sometimes fantasized about being a cheerleader. Of course, I could never actually do that. Guys aren't supposed to do that shit. It's for homos. But what would my life have been like if I gave in to those feelings? What would it be like to support powerful, confident men? Everyone is drawn to athletes. Men admire them. Women desire them. And queers. What do they feel?
Yeah, just like that.
He scratches my neck while I lick.
You like that, don't you?
Urgh. I just let out a confused noise.
Kneel for me.
Dave grabs my shoulders and pushes down, causing my trembling knees to give out. I collapse onto the dressing room floor, gazing up at his powerful core beneath the luxury blazer. From this angle, he barely even looks human. He reminds me of the giants from Norse mythology. He's a being of pure power.
Hold still.
He steps behind me and removes his belt. Gripping my wrists, he uses the leather strap to tie them together. The hard band digs into my skin, restricting blood flow to my hands. What are you doing?
I'm teaching you.
He gazes down at me and smirks.
You didn't think you'd learn anything from your intern, did you?
I don't answer. Instead, I just stare, slack-jawed, while he removes his blazer and drops his pants. Dense, athletic thighs bulge beneath his tight black underwear. His legs are coated in a light dusting of fine brown hair that guides my eyes over his dense, rounded calves. He's so lean. I suppose it makes sense, though. These are the legs of a college rugby star. He turns around and drops his underwear. Heavy, bullish balls hang low, visible beneath his ass. They dangle like apples in a burlap sack. His ass! The pronounced, beefy curvature juts from his body. The crack is filled with coarse brown hair that traces up onto each cheek. Large, muscular dimples form while he tightens and relaxes, flexing in front of my face. What the hell is happening? I'm bound and kneeling near another guy's ass. This is fucked up. What kind of man allows something like this to happen? A queer. No, that's not what I am.
All right, Keith, I want you to just stare at my ass crack. Can you do that for me?
Well, why?
Can you fucking do it?
Yes.
Good. Just stay focused. Don't look away.
Carefully, he begins swinging his hips, sending his ass from side to side. My eyes stay locked into that dark, hairy crack, tracing each movement. It's odd. The sight disgusts me. But that's starting to change. The hair looks fluffy. His ass cheeks look full and soft, almost like pillows. Back and forth, back and forth. He keeps swinging, the balls between his legs moving like a hypnotist's pendulum. The longer I stare into the crack, the more comforting the sight becomes. That hair is like a warm, cozy blanket atop those soft pillows. My muscles are unwinding, my thoughts are slowing.
Look into the crack, Keith. Stay focused.
Yes, focused. Back and forth, back and forth. He reaches behind and uses his hands to jiggle the cheeks, highlighting the density of the muscle. There's no fat, it's raw power. Those muscles propel him forward when he's out on the rugby field. They serve a purpose. They make him faster and stronger. They're amazing. I gaze into the dark crack while my eyes glaze over. It's pulling me in. It reminds me of Alice in Wonderland, falling into the rabbit hole. I can imagine myself falling into that calming crevice, entering a strange and foreign world. His ass! His ass! His ass! Conscious thought leaves my mind.
You like looking at a man's ass, don't you?
Ugh! I let out a confused grunt. He laughs and grips his cheeks, spreading them apart and revealing the mysterious world within. It takes my breath away. Beneath the damp, wiry nest of hair lies something truly incredible. A round, pink hole stares back at me like the eye of a cyclops. It puckers and pulses, the wrinkles around the edges tightening and relaxing while he continues swaying. It's such a delicate shade of pink. It's slick with sweat. Something about it calls out to me. A siren song. Beautiful, I whisper while the dressing room spins.
That's right. You can feel it. You can feel the power drawing you in.
He arches his back slightly, pointing the hole toward me.
Come closer. Give it a sniff.
Only moments ago, such a command would have made me recoil in disgust. Now, though, it seems alarmingly reasonable. I shuffle forward on my knees, the belt digging into my wrists and causing my fingers to tingle. My nose slides into the crevice while the damp hair tickles my cheeks. Hovering just before his pink rim, I breathe a lungful of the fragrance. The earth stops spinning. Heavy, bizarre fumes billow into my lungs, causing me to gag. The scent is bodily and intimate, far more extreme than what I smelled on his neck. It has a muddy, soiled scent that's akin to unwashed workout equipment at the gym. It's foul and distinctly masculine. Why am I doing this? I'm like a dog. Only animals sniff ass. But the scent is communicating with me. It's delivering an ancient primal message up my nose and into my brain, my hard cock. It's twitching with approval. The scent is telling me to touch myself. I'm supposed to jack off to this man's whole scent. Can you please untie me? My cock, I want to touch it.
Why do you think I bound you in the first place? No, you can't touch yourself. I'm going to get you ass drunk. Don't stop sniffing.
He backs up, forcing my nose up against the soft, moist hole. My lungs automatically expand, taking another hit of the noxious gas. My hair stands on end as the fumes swirl within me. Deep down, I know I should be repulsed. I know I should get up and leave. But I'm too dizzy. I can't think clearly. When I close my eyes, all I see is his ass swaying from side to side. Those full, beautiful cheeks, they've burned themselves into my retinas. I can't stop seeing them. What's he doing to me? I breathe in. I exhale. I breathe in. I exhale.
Yeah. Huff that butt musk, fucking perv.
So good. My lips press against his hole, giving it a single tender kiss. It shudders in response. Dave turns and grips me by the hair, forcing me to stare up into his green eyes. A frightening, hungry expression is plastered across his face.
Don't you see, Keith? Male ass is a powerful weapon. It gets sweaty and releases pheromones that trigger the homo brain. Do you know why people say kiss my ass as an insult? It's because only the most pathetic queers would do something so demeaning. That's you. You kiss male ass.
I'm confused.
Don't be. Just shut off your tiny brain for me, all right? We still aren't done with the lesson.
He pulls my head toward his cock, forcing me to look up at the gargantuan tube. It's hard as stone, stretching up like a pillar in a Roman temple. Wide purple veins run beneath the surface, extending from the base up to his flared pink cockhead. A tube bulges from the underside, guiding my eyes up and down the girthy shaft. The sight is emasculating. Beneath my suit, my little cock is poking up, creating a tiny, barely noticeable tent. My dick is so small compared to his.
Let's see yours.
He crouches down and unzips my fly, reaching inside and grabbing my cock. I flinch at his rough touch. He forces my dick out of the hole, exposing it to the cool air.
Just like I thought, a tiny bitch cock.
It's nothing like yours.
Address me with some fucking respect.
Yes, sir. A shudder runs down my spine while I speak the word. He stands and flashes his ass in my face again, grabbing the back of my head and forcing me to breathe into his crack.
Do you want to suck my cock, Keith?
Yes, sir. I want to try it. Just an experiment.
Then tell me what you are.
I hesitate for a moment. A queer, sir. I take another hit of his ass musk.
No, go deeper. Tell me what you really are.
I'm an ass kisser. My heart palpitates as the word leaves my mouth.
Yeah, that's right. A dirty ass kisser.
He steps forward and spreads his cheeks while swaying his hips, forcing my eyes to lock onto that pink hole.
Ass kisser. Ass kisser. Ass kisser. Say it with me.
Ass kisser.
Ass kisser.
Ass kisser.
Ass kisser.
We chant together while I stare into the majestic hole. I can't look away. This sight, this word, it's all being burned into my mind. I'm dizzy. I'm relaxed. What's happening to me? Ass kisser. I'm an ass kisser.